Something funny?
Oh. No, nothing's, it's just that both those belts look exactly the same to me. You know, I'm still learning about this stuff and,
This stuff? Oh, okay. I see. You think this has nothing to do with you. You go to your closet and you select, that lumpy blue sweater, for instance, because you're trying to tell the world that you take yourself too seriously to care about what you put on your back. But what you don't know is that that sweater is not just blue. It's not turquoise. It's not lapis. It's actually cerulean. And you're also blithely unaware of the fact that in 2002, Oscar de la Renta did a collection of cerulean gowns. And then I think it was Yves Saint Laurent, wasn't it, who showed cerulean military jackets? I think we need a jacket here. Mm. And then cerulean quickly showed up in the collections of 8 different designers. And then it filtered down through the department stores and then trickled on down into some tragic casual corner where you no doubt fished it out of some clearance bin. However, that blue represents millions of dollars and countless jobs. And it's sort of comical how you think that you've made a choice that exempts you from the fashion industry when, in fact, you're wearing a sweater that was selected for you by the people in this room from a pile of stuff.
Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Joy Bada saving the children.
Why are you saving children, and why is your last name Badass?
Because that song is awesome. Badass has dollar signs in there.
Because cash rules everything around.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
No, it have only you rules your album? Last 2 letters. That's all.
Have you?
I actually haven't listened to any of his music.
Oh, Andrew. Mm.
Like, you're a child of the 90s.
Yeah.
You love his music.
Yeah.
Despite him being a full decade younger than us, he still seemed to have traveled back in time and made a rap album.
You're saying he's that guy from Dope?
Yeah, basically.
He's that guy who makes you think, is this a movie set in the 90s?
No.
Where people went to the future and he's the only one? Or,
I mean, he still dresses and acts like modern day rappers. He just raps like he fell out of the 90s, which is fun.
But we talk about movies on this podcast.
Damn it. Do we have to do that this week?
We, I guess have to isn't the right word, but we're going to. Because we have a movie we're going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
From one of our favorite filmmakers.
Definitely one of mine.
His name is Nicholas Winding Refn.
Mm-hmm.
He brought out a movie this year by the name of The Neon Demon.
Mm-hmm. I'm that Porsche.
What's it feel like? I walk into a room. It's like in the middle of winter. You're the sun. Everything. You know what my mother used to call me? Dangerous. You're a dangerous girl.
Starring Elle Fanning, which happens to be about a young lady who moves to Los Angeles to be a model, and about her travels.
I'm sorry, this is Jamaica. You mean a muggle? That's what you mean.
No, not a muggle.
Damn it.
Right? These guys have magical powers. No, Douglas.
Jesus.
I'm installing the power amp update. Calm yourself.
I want to do. I will have to start this over. He just made a Harry Potter.
Wait, sorry, we did what?
I cannot continue this podcast in good faith. We've ruined the podcast forever.
Oh, and I missed it?
God.
Holy shit, Douglas didn't even hear it.
I know, I did not.
All right, fine, Douglas didn't hear it. We continue with this one. Right, Elle Fanning.
Did it have to do with...
Nope, it's too late. We can't help you right now.
Must be Hermione.
Doug, you can't even... Like, your brain cannot piece together where... Like, this joke is so dumb that, like, there's no line. Like, there's no line to be drawn to make this joke. It's just a dumb joke.
Okay.
It was pretty good, though, I must say.
So, Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
The Neon Demon.
All right, you picked this movie, right, Douglas?
What do you have to say for this movie?
Mm-hmm.
One day...
Yes?
A movie fairy came out of the clouds. I lit upon my shoulder and whispered in my ear to say, there is a Nicholas Winding Refn movie that you have not watched. Actually, there are quite a few, but there's one recent one that you haven't watched, and it is called The Neon Demon, so you should get on that shit right quick. And so I did. I sent out an email, and I shouted it from upon the hilltops,
mm-hmm.
that the Tump must watch this movie. Have we even said what this movie is about?
Yeah, we did while you were installing beta.
Okay, cool, because
And I made the dumb joke that you didn't hear.
Okay, fair enough.
Which is still in the podcast. I'm not editing that shit out.
See, you're good going man. To force me to actually listen to the podcast now?
Well, if you had your headphones on and were listening...
No, my headphones were on.
You I just said the other half, right?
And were listening.
Right, that's how ands work. It's not ors,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's how listening works. Right. What is this movie about, Douglas?
I don't know.
Good.
this movie...
Who is the Neon Demon? What is a Neon Demon?
A demon made out of fluorescent lighting.
But that wasn't in the movie at any point.
No, it was not. Elle Fanning is in this movie.
Yes. She's an adult now. Which was off-putting for, let's say, 99% of this movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're the second person to say that to me. And
I... only see her in my head as a small child.
She was a child when this movie was made.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And they got away with all of this?
Didn't see anything.
What did they get
no,
away with?
No, I know it didn't see anything, but hey.
It was one of the reasons you didn't see anything.
Wow. But yeah, so, I don't know. Elle Fanning, I wasn't necessarily as weirded out as I know a few people were by her just being as young as she is and this touching on certain themes that the various themes that it touched on. But equally, I wasn't impressed with those themes or much about this movie. And I tried hard to like this because this is...
Mm-hmm. Directed by a man that we kind of like.
Yeah. And it just, at no point was I really drawn into this movie. I felt very, I don't want to go as far as to say that it is hot trash. It's trash, but not necessarily hot trash. It never pulled me in. It was, I kind of sat there and was just apathetic to it all. It didn't move me, and equally it was flashing lights in front of me that lasted for some period of time. The only thing about this movie that I can say I actually did enjoy was, and this just goes to show what a horrible human being I am, was that I could make a joke out of what I realized this movie became in the end. When essentially it's a mixture between a dark version of Snow White and vampires or zombies, whichever way you want to go. right? Where I can make the joke. I know the movie didn't specifically say this, but I can make the joke, and Andrew, you might have to bleep this out, where they're saying that if you, you know, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So I got, did I get as much as a chuckle out of that?
Mm-mm. I'm trying to figure out where Snow White figures into that. You did say a dark.
No. I did say dark Snow White. And I know Snow White never necessarily did any of that, but there was the,
The pureness, yeah, of her beauty.
No. There was the queen that was very narcissistic and wanted that. She just, and she was willing to kill Snow White for it. But it didn't go as far as to say kill Snow White and bathe in her blood, right? Yeah. So, but you know, it's
right. That's the vampire.
All right, cool. I'll take that. Yeah. I was just I didn't quite get there with you.
No. I was on board. That description.
Yeah, but you know it. I can also understand people that will like this movie.
No, you can't.
No, I can.
Nope.
Because the movie is pretty, right? It is. No, it's word. Pretty. And there's a lot of people that mm-hmm.
flashing
will,
lights.
Yeah, take that. And there objects. Is this kind of aura, this dark aura about everything that happens and how everything is presented in this movie. So I know that there will be people that say, okay, yeah, I love that aspect of it, but it just, there was no sense to be made, and it felt like a series of events that just didn't matter, and I could care less. Actually, I couldn't care less.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
Because John Oliver has shown us in the last few weeks that it's always lower.
That's true. And I did watch Jack Reacher this week, so. I probably like Jack Reacher more than this.
Have you seen Central Intelligence?
No. Nope. I have not. Because I have standards.
But you did watch Bad Moms as well.
Oh.
So which
that's
one
even
is
worse.
Lower?
Oh, Bad Moms. Okay. 100%.
So you could care less.
Yes, I could.
All right, cool. I just wanted to establish a fact mm-hmm. that this is not
that
the bottom.
Always lower.
Anytime you feel you've hit bottom,
just
watch,
watch
for
John Oliver's episode next week when Trump does something even more ridiculous and he has to come back and say, guys,
you
did
thought.
It again.
Anyways, this movie.
Mm-hmm.
So,
this movie.
This movie.
I like this sentence already. This movie, comma, so, comma.
It falls into that weird space where I sit there wanting to defend this movie. Not because I like it or anything, but because there was so much of this movie where I've sat there actively attempting to like this movie and having the movie come back at me with, not really. It almost made me feel when I was done with this movie that it was begging me to come back to give it another chance to maybe there was something I wasn't seeing. Because the truth of it is, it double lifed mm-hmm. me. A movie I still haven't seen.
Wait, sorry, what?
That's fine.
I have not seen it.
Hey, what?
Hey,
Andrew, after all of our
Andrew
shenanigans?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's a terrible person. I'm saving myself.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. When is my pick again?
I'll watch it before then.
You know what, Damien? I'll watch it again just for that.
I mean, I don't have to. I'll just make you watch. I've seen it enough.
I've seen it. Have I seen it more than once? I think I have.
You don't need
I think
to.
I saw it the second
yeah,
time.
Yeah, you're like, there's something here. And then you're, no.
The thing about it is that throughout the entirety of this movie, and I think the ending really helped what you were talking about, in that it made me think about not only just horror movies in general. And like a few weeks ago, I was talking about how I interpret horror movies as what I truly enjoy from them, which is a weird expression of fear, right? Of somebody's true fear or something that bothers them about the world. And obviously the crux of this movie is beauty, right? Something that you're not, you can't manufacture. They even have a scene dedicated to that conversation, being like, as much as we like to joke about people going to plastic surgeons and having all of these defined things that are beauty, it's still this thing that there's always something else out there that we haven't defined yet that we'll still call beautiful, right? It's this unmeasurable thing out there, and it's hard to find, hard to manufacture, impossible to manufacture. And then we get to that ending point which you were talking about, and people lashing out at beauty. And I can understand that as like a sincere, not so much fear, but like something that if you're, you can extrapolate that to any industry where you're like just not being naturally gifted, right? And having that fear of being mediocre or something. Yes, I said the word mediocre. Mm-hmm. Get over it. I did not.
Never. Nope.
And it's a movie that, based on all of these thematic things that I felt were in, that I could tell were in there, but at the same time, it just didn't hit me as well as I wanted this movie to engage me. Like, it's one of those movies where, like, if you played this and Only God Forgives side by side, I could tell you they were made by the same person based on, like, the tone, the sound, the scene construction that was going on. But it never felt as effective as Only God Forgives feels. Only God Forgives is a movie where I feel the themes are the most important part of that movie, and the way he brings them out in how he uses images. Here, it feels like he's doing the exact same thing, but for some strange, inexplicable reason, the themes don't come out as strongly as they do for me in Only God Forgives. And because of that, this just turns into a 2-hour film where you're like, I just wasted 2 hours. And it saddens me because I feel that it's there. It's just hiding under like one 10-minute edit out of the movie. That something is missing that should have been there, and it's just stopping it from being that strong, thematic, weird, dark-toned, reffin' movie that we love, right? But yeah, this movie, it's not that great as it is right now, and I don't know if 2 years from now someone will magically make me watch this again, and I might come back and be like, hey, I think it had it, and I missed it, but it just didn't hit me this time.
Yeah, this movie sucked. But there was another thing that I forgot, and it didn't occur to me until you talked about horror movies, and the parallel that it has with this one. And you have to understand, I really don't like this movie. So when I don't like things, the only way I can then entertain myself is to find dumb jokes. But
that's what I did for Jack Reacher.
There we go. But the soundtrack for this movie was super horror soundtrack. It reminded me of like cheap John Carpenter horror soundtracks.
Don't you dare insult John Carpenter's soundtracks. They're cheap and amazing.
No. Yes, they are. Yeah. The operative word being cheap. And that is not an insult. Yes. I love John Carpenter.
Right. He's saying this is the even shittier, even cheaper version of John Carpenter's music. Like someone heard his music in passing one day. I can't do that.
And from time to time,
no,
you'd
that's
hear
Stranger Things.
You, from time to time, you'd hear kind of like this. Cynthia thing, and I'd say to myself, boy, yeah, this is going to turn into a horror movie, which it kind of did, but really didn't, at least not effectively. Fuck this movie.
I enjoyed Keanu Reeves.
Yes! I have tried so hard to forget things about this movie that I forgot he was in it, did I forget Jenna Malone is in it, who I actually quite like her generally.
Is the right kind of creepy in this movie.
Room 214.
There was a panther
to be seen.
Right. There's a panther loose in a room.
And
a guy had a miniature baseball bat. And part of me wanted him to like push him in and close the door. And then just cut away. Like, who cares? Oh, she didn't go back to that room. Cause reasons. Having spent too much of my life adjacent to the modeling industry, the first fashion show that I went to, I was excited because I was still a teenager. I was like, it was the latter part, so I was like 19. And here was my chance to watch scantily clad women traipse around for the entire night. And I remember 30 minutes in going, this might be the boringest thing I've seen. This is terrible. I realized quickly, if I wanted to see scantily clad women, the internet exists. I don't need to do this. And then as time passed and I helped out more with other shows and other madness, you realize that the entire industry is boring because they sell clothes. This is what they do. But they don't make the clothes. They're just props. They're basically hangers. And so there's nothing creative on the modeling side. You get these thin, relatively beautiful women.
They're AI hangers.
Yeah, that's basically what they are. Right. And they're boring.
Taking our jobs.
Like, they're not fun to be around because being pretty and being thin isn't a skill. Right? They work at it, but it's not a skill. And so there's nothing there. There's nothing to be impressed by. There's no technical side that you can watch and appreciate.
What about the photographers and the directors?
No, but they're not modeling. The photographers aren't modeling.
But they are the creators. The models right. are just...
The creators are the part that could be fascinating. But those aren't the people that I hung around. It's just the people we... So my sister used to work for Pulse, which is the Caribbean's largest fashion modeling agency, right? And that is what they did. They did modeling. They didn't do clothes. People came in and did that. They only handle the modeling side. And I can tell you, it is boring.
So hold on.
To be around
both of you are essentially saying that there is no creation with the models, but I disagree. Have okay. you not
yeah.
seen Blue Steel? It's amazing.
It's also fake. Unfortunately.
No, it's Aqua Verde.
Right?
I don't know how you didn't see the difference.
No, if during the fashion shows they'd throw darts at the ladies and they had to pose to stop the darts in midair, that would be something worth watching.
Guys, you're horrible.
Right. But instead, it's just people traipsing around.
Listen to your friend Billy Zane.
Yes. His advice everyone should listen to. Godzilla is good.
How do people still listen to this?
No, I am the only person at this.
No, he claims we get hundreds of listeners.
It's just me.
Every podcast.
It's just me.
Hi, Paolo.
So that he feels good.
So I feel like he might have some things to say about this conversation in particular.
The thing is,
if he actually is listening.
This movie is boring.
He got upset this weekend because I hadn't released an episode. Yes.
Really?
Wow. He released the episode today?
Yesterday.
Right. This movie is boring because the subject matter is boring. She's pretty. And she moves from point to point, which is not fascinating at all. There's a guy that likes her that they do nothing with. He just is there. And then there are some compromising...
They do something with him. They make me remember how much I hate Dexter.
Okay, fine.
At the end of that series.
They have her in some compromising situations. Also do nothing with it. And so the movie is boring but pretty for most of it, but weird. It's a weird movie. And then...
So hold on. You're saying pivots. That models are boring and pretty.
And no, I'm saying the
this
movie.
This movie is boring. No, you said before models right. are boring and pretty.
All right, fine.
And this the movie is also boring and pretty. So this movie is a perfect reflection of your perception of
the modeling industry.
Yeah, shouldn't that make this the best movie ever?
No, because it's still boring. And then right at the end, it goes Antichrist level crazy. Like, he's just like, what would Lars do to end this movie? And he tried. Didn't come close. It's weird. There is a scene, like, there's a scene with a dead body and a girl having relations with said dead body.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about this.
And you see that and you're like, no movie. Like, you cannot. No, it's not the time. Just like if you've run out of things to do, just roll credits. And then they went, all right, let's go even weirder. And they just keep going down the road. But it's not good. It's more weird. It's just not more better. It's this movie at every turn disappoints. And I still don't see Elle Fanning as an adult, like, in my head, and so that was weird the entire time. But that's not the movie's fault.
Actually, you know
what's my fault?
You know what's weird, and I think it's because of who I guess I gravitate to. I still don't see Dakota Fanning as an adult,
mm-hmm.
even though she's clearly much older and has been doing adult roles for quite some time. Elle Fanning, I didn't quite watch a lot of our children movies to then have that connection.
Fair enough.
And I know, I don't know, I just never, you know what it is more than likely as well? I essentially got warned because somebody said the same thing that you did to say, boy, she's really young and I don't know how comfortable I was watching the scenario.
Oh no, it wasn't a comfort thing. I still see her in my head as a child.
And so when I started, right before the movie, I said, I must have, you know, prepared myself, braced myself. This is going to be rough.
Yes.
And then it wasn't that rough. Yeah. And I said, okay.
They didn't show anything, rightfully so, for how crazy this movie got. I'm glad there was some restraint. On someone's part. don't know if it was the director. Her or representation. But it doesn't matter. But the movie is bad. I only... Like... the photographer is also something that I enjoyed. Because I've met that guy before. Not the act, I've met whoever they're basing him off. Apparently, there's quite a few of them. I've met at least one person that is 100% that.
Yeah, that's super
crazy
shady.
Douchebag.
Super shady.
And but the movie is not.
I actually kind of like that scene because it was a creation scene. It was something where you got to see, even though we didn't really see the end product It was a weird thing where seeing the process of it, you're like, he's weird and he's eccentric and probably shouldn't be doing any of that shit, to be honest.
Well, definitely shouldn't, because we knew that she was underage.
I mean,
right?
You need the lights off.
Well, we knew, he didn't necessarily
You need
know.
The lights off to rub gold paint on people. You definitely don't want lights on.
That was a pretty scene, and it showed some sort of creationism, however you want to call it, creativity. But also you saw that desire in him, Andrew. You saw there were moments where, and I don't think he physically did this, but if you closed your eyes, you would see him sniffing her, her various crevices, right? he was pretty disgusting. Yeah. He was pretty sketchy, especially in that scene.
Like, just watching this movie try to explain how beauty works, the entire time you're like, this movie sucks. None of this makes sense to anybody. And then the movie ends. So,
I guess that's the Neon Demon.
Yeah. Still don't know what a Neon Demon
is. By the way, is it sad? And I know all it is that my mind works weirdly and it has decided to latch on to that first word, neon. But throughout the movie, and even now as we're discussing...
Triforce.
Even as we discuss this movie now...
This movie powered by Nintendo.
Through my head, over and over again, I'm just hearing... I'm hearing
soundtrack.
The Arcade Fire sing Neon Bible.
No.
I was like, Arcade Fire, with Arcade Fire, there's a demon. Oh, right.
No, it's Neon. And don't ask me why, my mind just makes that leap.
When I watched
Douglas, why?
Because it is black and has the neon sign and has the book.
Neon Bible.
I thought we were going to just keep doing this why horseshit. Yeah.
That Night Call song from Drive is when I think about the 80s and when I think about Winding Refrain, that is the song that I'm giving you a night call. That song is incredible. Drive is a better movie.
Watch that movie. Of course it's a better movie.
Guys, we just
Damien Jack
only,
Reacher is a better movie.
Just watch Only God Forgives, well, and that's all we need to watch.
No, Drive is better.
Yeah, Drive is better than Only God Forgives.
I mean, if we're taking this serious, then just watch Pusho.
Which should be in the Pantheon.
We talked about this already.
Yeah, which should be in the Pantheon.
Damien, is it your pick next week?
Yeah.
Also,
we're picking two movies, Veronique and Pusho. Alright, cool. Because we don't have the Earth Lubish marathon, so we can watch two movies. Right?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Pusho and Double Life. Done and done. And sleep the entire week. Seen both those movies a trillion times.
I love that movie.
One is incredible and one should never be seen by human eyes.
I'd like to say we shouldn't watch either.
No, because one is really spectacular.
Not.
Yes,
what?
It is.
I've seen that and its remake. Don't like either.
Son of a bitch.
I never watched the remake.
Why would you? You saw the good one.
Yeah.
Because I saw Jeff from Coupling in it, and I'm like, I'll watch that.
I remember Coupling.
Remember, again, I wonder how much of this is whether I do or do not like something versus Andrew's just insipid, unending love for this television show.
You don't like Coupling?
I don't like Coupling.
It's pretty good.
Andrew likes it too much, I think.
That's I now know what that feels like. To have people hate the thing you love because of your love. I understand.
It's called Bad Man.
No. We're being dicks.
But
we
I'm not
enjoy
even trying.
Too much.
I'm not
no,
even
no,
trying.
Not you.
I,
him.
Yeah, okay.
We, me and him, we love it too hard. Right? And it makes us bad people.
It has a smell about it that it just...
It's not fun to be around likes anything that much.
No.
But do you have to be in love to write a love song?
Word. All right. That truly ends this review. I don't know how to pivot from this. Blank open eyes, watch the moon flower bloom. It's been a long, hard 20-year summer vacation. Oh, these 20 years trying to fill the void. Crack, baby, you don't know what
Somebody's been watching SNL.
Of course. Like, those Trump's things are incredible.
I have to tell you, I've decided that I want to watch it. I watched the first episode, and I've watched bits and pieces of the last two. Mm-hmm. I need to catch up, but yes.
Black Jeopardy.
I like her a lot.
Yeah. Black yes, Black Lives Matter.
That was funny. Oh,
Jesus. Which Lives Matter? This was fun. This was fun, Dave.
It was fun. I was going through their YouTube channel,
mm-hmm.
and I saw the skit, Where Jackie Chan at?
I remember that from last year.
Christ. I don't know that one.
Oh, my Lord. Because when you see it, you're like, I know Tracy Morgan is in this, but, like, this can't be funny. And then 3 minutes later, you're like, this is the... Tracy Jordan.
Tracy Jordan.
Right, sorry.
Second of all, Tracy Morgan is not funny.
He's funny in SNL.
He's fun. No, he's not. Unless maybe I was just blinded by my hatred for SNL.
Not going to have this conversation.
However, for some reason, I feel like Tina Fey just knew what to do with him, and
Douglas,
he was perfect in 30 Rock.
Douglas,
I've never liked him in SNL.
You watch stand-up comedians with your arms folded, so I don't like nothing you say about them that is not Bill Burr. You can basically say anything at this point, and I'll just ignore it. Like, you get Louis Black and Bill Burr,
and
what's his name, the Australian guy,
Jim Jeffries.
That's it. That's your three.
I don't want to hear anything.
And like nothing else. I don't want to hear it from you.
But what about Tyrannosaurus?
Right. Dave Mattel. Kittlesaurus. you should try Kyle Kinane. I don't know if you've heard of
him. I've heard his name, and apparently he's in a show I watched. I remember Andrew was telling me.
He was in Those Who Can't, but he was in there for like a half second.
Well, first of all, that's not a show I watch.
You saw the first episode, so
yes,
you've seen him.
It was a show me and Andrew were watching, and he was some girl's boyfriend.
He was in a Netflix show.
Yeah, I don't remember
the name. Love?
Was it Love?
Yeah.
And Andrew was telling me how good he was, but I'd never seen him. So
try and watch him with your arms by your side.
You know how you have resting bitch face?
Mm-hmm.
I have resting cross arms. Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's that guy in the half hour that made a joke of having resting rich face. Almost cried myself.
Right. Actually, that's something I want to do. So again with the CISO, I like CISO a lot. At least some of their original content.
Mm-hmm.
And they just had, or are still maybe having, an online streamed comedy festival, stand up festival. So I could, I want to get down with that.
Like just imagine it's Bill Burr every time.
Like
he might sound different, he might look different. Was imagine it's him.
Like, so do I imagine it's Bill Burr when it's Dane Cook?
Yeah.
This guy's finding it hard to say yes.
There is actually two specials from Dane Cook that I like.
I know. It's the one, and one of them is the one that I was first introduced to, and why I loved him so hard. It wasn't Superfinger, no. It was the one with Monopoly and Grandma, You're a Cheating Whore. That one was good.
Like, I consider myself lucky because when I was falling into comedy nerddom, I saw the end point because there's people who... new comics are beneath them. Like, they only like comedy that is about something that someone wrote, but they've gone off the reservation. They only like the most esoteric, the weirdest shit, and think that like if someone uses a joke that they've heard, even something like it, they're just like, no, I've heard all of that. I saw that and I just went no, and I just went the other way. I know, like, every new comic I'll give a shot. And much like how I think Douglas listens to music, like, a lot of it is just if you can make me chuckle, like Douglas is like, yeah. Listen, if this sounds all right, then I'm on board.
Yeah, that's
with
true.
Music, and that's true. That's basically me on comedy. Like, and if it I have sounds to say, good enough, I'm fine.
Since I've taken, well, I've always had that approach, but I've been very wary about spending money based on that approach. Mm-hmm. And in the last couple of years, I've kind of doubled down and said, you know what? I'm going to spend my money the way that I used to do other things. And I've been very happy with the results. I have maybe only two albums in the last couple of years where I may not even say that they're horrible, but mm-hmm. I didn't like it that right. much, you know? So
if you had to do it over, yeah. you'd not pick
so
those.
I am pretty pleased with... Mm-hmm. With that approach.
I watch comedy how you listen to music. Poorly, but I don't care.
And I guess you listen to music the way I watch comedy?
No. Absolutely not. I don't listen to music with my arms folded.
Oh, really?
I don't listen to music. Yeah? Trying
how's,
to hate
how's
music.
Bob Dylan working for you?
I listened to one album
and hated it,
like
right?
It.
Yeah. Yeah, how's Radiohead?
I like Radiohead.
You like
a lot.
You like one Radiohead
I like
song.
I like the no. I like two albums. I like the.
I love how for at least 6 months you're like fuck Radiohead.
Yeah, no,
Radiohead's the worst
because there was only the one album and I had to listen to 14 of them. But Moonshaped Pool came out, and so now I have the very first one and the very last one, and I can ignore all the garbage in the middle. So now I love Radiohead.
I have the two. You,
I have the two, and I'm good.
Kid
A sucks. That's all.
Damien, I'm not going to sit down here and say every single album is the best, but mm-hmm. every single album.
Fine. How about the bends? No. Anyways, let's stop talking about goddamn Radiohead.
No. But at least I tried.
Mm-hmm.
You don't. Like, I actually get to the end of these albums. You watch 14 seconds of a stand-up. Okay. He's not Jim Gaffigan.
I remember I tried to get him to watch Bo Burnham.
Yeah. And all the guys are, no.
Hold on. I don't know when you tried to make me watch him, but I watched him mm-hmm. by myself on Netflix long before that. And he's okay.
Teapush.
Or at least that. Yeah, so that was funny, but I clearly didn't get that far. But yeah, he's all right.
John Mulaney.
Yeah. I was there the day. I'm like, all right, let's try it. Nope.
I didn't like him.
He's funny,
but I've seen him in things and liked him, so
that's weird because he's better as a stand-up.
I like
comedian.
Ali Wong,
yes, that Cobra.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus,
is that the one where she's pregnant on
Netflix?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
That one,
you monster,
it's decent.
You're a monster,
it's all right.
You're an awful, awful monster.
She's okay,
anyways.
Yes.
Moving on into like TV nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's been enough weeks, so right. I'm assuming by now we've all seen this.
The Jim Gaffigan show?
Westworld.
No, not the Jim Gaffigan. We're not talking about Westworld because you've only watched like one fucking episode.
Mm-hmm. Right? It's a really good episode.
Right.
And I'll wait until it is over.
Right, so we'll talk again in another 6 weeks.
It is annoying that it's as good as people say it is.
Would you prefer if they were all shit?
No, I would prefer if all the hyperbole wasn't so. Like, people are like, finally, a TV show worth looking at. What the fuck are you people talking about? Then you watch like, God damn it.
But guess what,
damn
Damien?
Damn it.
But guess what, Damien? We're not talking about Westworld. Just stop it.
So, right. Hold on. I like Westworld.
God damn it, we're not talking about
Westworld. It's not that good, though. Like, people need to calm down.
That is what I... what you have is what I want. I want it to go... Alright, cool. Like, it's a cool-looking show.
No, like, also, what helps me to say that mm-hmm. is that
you
it's...
You have no affinity to Westerns.
Well, no, I like the movie. But
no, you don't like that movie. Don't say
yes,
that.
Yes, I do. I'm three episodes in. The fourth episode was last night, and mm-hmm. I still have to watch it. But they still haven't gotten to the point. They still haven't gotten to where... shit has broken loose,
yeah,
and
show.
It's that, time to get crazy.
I'm
and
sure they're
that
going to
I think is when I'm going to
a bazillion years.
Yeah, and that's when you're going to say, "Okay, this is the best show ever."
No, it's going to devolve into Game of Thrones. Like three seasons in, we're going to be like, this is just True Blood again, and I'll be out. But the one episode I saw was great.
You know what I want it to become? And it makes perfect sense, and I don't know why they had to stop and think about it for 6 months. Mm-hmm. Because clearly, this TV show allows them... It's like Red Dead Redemption, in that it's an open world. It allows them to say, all of these people are stuck here because this park is just too big for normal people to walk to the end and get out of the side door, which they don't even know where it is, so how are they going to do it? So they're stuck here, and essentially it's going to just become a Western. It's going to become Deadwood Part 2, which would be awesome.
I'm disappointed that Damian's character of Ed Harris, who you've been playing it on PS3, right? Uh-huh. He hasn't been stabbing any bears, which that's all you do in the game.
That's the only thing to do.
Well,
in the game.
Andrew,
he hasn't done it yet.
No bears.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying he doesn't stab other things. He doesn't stab a bear.
He's done some particularly skillful stabbing as well.
God, I love playing that game. So glad I didn't sell it.
Next year.
I'm so glad I didn't sell it. And it was by accident. Oh, it was just in the other, it was just in our PS4 case. And was selling all that other shit. And so I had it, and the second that trailer hit, I just went home and I am playing Red Dead.
I've actually considered to go out and buy a new PS3 controller so I can play that game. Because the PS3 controllers I have now are god awful.
Red Dead is fantastic. Right, you wanted to talk about something not Westworld and not Red Dead, I'm assuming.
I believe as such.
Right, what are you talking about?
We could talk about the Nintendo Switch, but I won't talk about that.
Cool. It looks weird. Alright, fine.
What I'm interested to talk about, because I assume we've all seen it at this point, is Luke Cage, which is now
Luke Cage.
2 weeks old.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen all of it now, right?
Yes.
Alright, cool.
Baby, I like it raw.
So Netflix has been consistently releasing all of these TV shows for us to enjoy. Luke Cage was 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. We've now seen all of it. This is off the popularity of Daredevil, which then brought us Jessica Jones, which has now taken us to the world of Luke Cage.
Mm-hmm.
We are now in Harlem, and we have a bulletproof guy walking the streets, getting rid of gangsters and just being like, leave me alone. Mm-hmm.
Bulletproof love.
Damian.
Yes.
Many people talking about this show, their only complaint they've had is that it should have ended at the 7 or 8 episode mark and just stopped there. And it continued on. I think there are good things there in the second half, but it definitely dips for a moment to then come back up. What say you? Where are you in the Luke Cage discussion?
I hoped it would have been better. Like, it's fine. Like, that's... There's things I like about it, but... I don't know if it's because... it's just a TV show, so the budget isn't there to do crazier and crazier shit with someone that... can't be hurt. Like, they shot a rocket at him and took down a building, and he crawled out of it. But there wasn't any escalation. I think it was 4 episodes in, he took down the central money spot. When he took the car door and walked in and did all the things.
They had their copywritten hallway fight scene.
Right. The Ooh Baby I Like It Raw trailer moment when he was beat. Right. Although that wasn't in the TV show, which I'm still upset by.
It was a travesty.
Yes.
And a disgrace.
I'm docking points for that. Points that we don't issue because who reviews TV shows? Crazy people. But the fights, like, I come to comic book things for
the fights.
In fact,
there were many rounds.
Alright, let me refer. I come to most things for the fights. And the fights didn't get better as the series continued, which is my only It's one of my gripes. But it was fun. Like, it was fun to have this guy, not being the public eye, sweeping up the shop, and not having, a full suit of armor or anything like that, because his skin is the armor. Watching the police be just cartoonishly bad at piecing clues together. They shut up the barber shop, and she's like, wait a second. There's bullet holes in your clothes. But I don't see any blood. Look, lady. We've established that there's super people in this world. You cannot be that dense. That is it. You're a police officer. It was fine. I enjoyed it more than season 2 of Daredevil. I'll say that. And it's about on par with Jessica Jones for me.
Oh, what?
Jessica Jones just came and went for me. Like, it is fine.
That is a show that I've actually watched twice already.
Acceptable.
I've watched it twice the whole way through. That show is so good.
Watching Daredevil getting the living shit kicked out of him that first season was fantastic.
Yeah, that first season.
The
was
second
great.
Time around, they wasted the Punisher, in my view. They should have had more Punisher.
I did love the Punisher.
A lot more Punisher.
I think they're going to have a full Punisher
series.
Yeah,
they announced that already.
Right.
Yeah.
Less Foggy and less girl.
No.
Unless
well, actually, you know what? They need
ninja blind people.
They can bring in
more Punisher.
Bring back Foggy, but also they have to bring somehow have a Lazarus pit so that old Hispanic lady
mm-hmm.
can just keep calling him Senor Foggy.
Yes,
because that was the best part of him being
Senor Foggy is the incredible name.
Oh, Senor Foggy.
See, if Trump has the time when he's not running the world, we can have him call him Hombre Foggy, and that would be fine. We have some bad hombres. That fucking lunatic. Jesus Christ. Lord, listen, we joked out the Brexit thing, right? Please. Not this one. We cannot. Not damn it. But yeah, it's fine. All right, so comic book TV shows, it goes The Flash.
We're at the
then,
top, no, we're at the
right,
top. The top
at the
is
top,
Flash.
It's The Flash, and then at the bottom is also The Flash.
No, at the bottom, at the bottom is The Arrow.
Yeah, when I don't watch The Arrow. when my brain is on, then The Flash is clearly at the bottom because it makes literally no sense. He's too fast for any of those people to be any sort of threat to him at any point. But once my brain is off, then it is The Flash way at the top. And then it's like Daredevil, and then it's just everything. Everything. Just throw all of that madness. And the one writer I saw was saying, how good it was to have, a black superhero. And now that Marvel had the Black Panther and now Luke Cage, you see where a lot more, it's going to do a lot for, black kids and whatever. I'm like, I don't think now is the time for black children to think they're superheroes, especially in one specific country, because they're not playing in those streets. It's not a game.
You don't want to be telling them they're bulletproof.
Yeah, you can do it here in this country, because our police would just laugh and go back to drinking rum, but not in in the country where these are from. It's not a good idea. But I'm sure it will help. It can't hurt having kids grow up to think that they can be in superhero movies regardless of what color they happen to be, because it's been a cadre of white men and a white woman in all of these movies. And so yeah, it should be fine.
I wonder how much I mean, a lot of the show plays up people being about the black community and talking up about wanting to do all these things. And it's obvious that they wanted to play up that image of a black man standing up to the police and not being hurt by their bullets and being able to clean up the streets without being evil or anything, right? Mm-hmm. He was the neutral good character. Yeah. He's the guy who, he's a good person, but as the show starts out, he's wants to just be in his corner. He doesn't want to be the hero, which he reiterates over and over
down
again
on the corner,
right? And like, I feel like that is the thematic strength of the show that everyone latches onto, where they're like, because of that theme and how strongly it resonates with everyone right now, they are wanting to champion this show. Mm-hmm. And there are things I like about this show.
But being a vigilante is not one of them. Let the police iron that.
It has all the dumb comic book trappings I like, right? They're nods to all of the dumb comic book things, including everyone pointing out to me, yes, they do put the old costume that they had
yes,
in the
do.
Original
and then he
thing.
Sees it in the reflection and says, you look like a damn fool. It's hilarious.
I think his voice is what helps this.
Yeah, he does have a fairly distinctive voice.
He helps that he sounds, he's like the new Shaft.
Yeah. And they make it feel like a Shaft. They're like, yeah, you're that guy and you're in Harlem, so do it.
Right. Damn right. They could have given us one of that. Just like have it on, like have him walk past just someone that spray painted your damn right on like, the sidewalk.
But Douglas, one of the things that I've always noted about all of these shows and their movies is that while we continually talk about people we love as these heroes, whether it be their superpowers, the action scenes, or even some of their affectations, right? The thing that I always feel is most important to our general enjoyment of this movie is actually the villain that we end up focusing on. A lot of people spoke well of Cottonmouth.
Cornell.
Sorry. I have to show my respects, right. Cornell. And it has that shift halfway through to then be Diamondback and
Shades.
I have to tell you, so Damon, you were talking about The Flash a while ago. And for me, in this show, Shades is the Flash of this show. Because he's so bad. He's the worst. I don't know if he thought that was acting. It was not. But after a little while, it gets to the point where you just have to laugh at
him. Staring at him.
Yeah.
What is he doing?
And he does this thing where he talks in a half whisper and he cocks his head in the weirdest positions, just slowly. I think he thinks that's menacing. It's not. It's just fucking hilarious.
He was watching all of Vincent D'Onofrio.
In fairness, though, someone gave him a script and he was supposed to be a bad guy called Shades. What is my power? You wear shades. Word. This script sucks. Don't worry. You're in about 1% of it. All right? Cool.
But yes, Andrew, you were asking me a question about villains. And I think you meant it to be serious, but didn't realize that Shades was a villain.
Right. I didn't realize things. It's that fun. I was talking to you two assholes. But yeah, these villains, this show has three of them that we actually go through, unlike most of these shows where they're kind of focusing on one throughout. How is it that you felt playing through this show, that handoff, and which one was it you were more interested throughout?
Well, when I was playing through the show, it was real annoying because the controls were just ridiculous. But
feel better?
I guess.
Good.
Okay. So the funny thing is that you mentioned it before, this show is clearly a show of two halves, and about halfway through, they get to a point in the story where I remember, I mean, I was powering through the show, but I remember I had to pause, I had to stop it and think to myself, how is this not the end, mm-hmm. first of all, and second of all, why would they end so early? It's only 6 or 7 episodes in. Mm-hmm. This makes no sense, because I think it may have been the point, had Cottonmouth died? I can't remember what exactly had happened.
Spoilers, though.
But, oh my goodness. But, this show had essentially gotten to some sort of ending. But the whole three villains thing, mm-hmm. I just
two and a half, I know, right?
Mm-hmm. I just kind of kept going. It was, this show wasn't the greatest for me. I don't think it definitely started out on, I don't want to call it a low, but below the other television shows, and then slowly progressed to me actually enjoying it after a while. Or enjoying it more. And I just kind of powered through it, didn't really think too much about the show. I really liked Cottonmouth.
Mm-hmm.
He was a good villain.
If they gave him a superpower, it would have been he could have carried that the TV show the entire run.
Yeah,
but you can't do much when you don't have powers to someone that's bulletproof.
Exactly. Diamondback was kind of stupid, but he had a power suit, and that was fun.
Can we talk about that power suit?
Yes, please.
That power suit looked so ridiculous.
Yes, it did.
Right? It's like, for a company that's been doing all of these shows where they have all of this great value, this production value in it, where we finally get to the end of the show, or the 13th episode, for the first time, I felt the weirdest feeling that they might have shot this sequentially from start to end, and they were literally going, holy shit, we've used up all the fucking budgets.
Yeah.
Go down to the corner store and just pick out the five weirdest anachronistic pieces of clothing that don't go together, we'll figure out how to make it seem super.
Weta and ILM have every Marvel movie, every DC movie, and Transformers to do. Right? And then on top of that, Disney said, hey, you remember Star Wars? Star Wars has to be good because it made $1 trillion. And then they said, wait, while you're doing that, we have some dinosaurs we need you to render, because the first Jurassic Park movie, we got away with some things, but then it made $1 trillion, so I have to get it right this time. And they're busy. They don't have time for, when Netflix calls, they're like, cool, that's fun. We have an intern that can mock up us. Like, well, it's what we get. And if you don't believe that, look at what HBO's Dragons look like. They still look like garbage. Because they don't get, 2 years for ILM and Weta to make sure they look pristine. Yeah, the suit was dumb.
Yeah, it was. It was super
and
dumb.
And looked bad.
It did. But I enjoyed the over-the-top horseshit that happened in that episode.
We like dumb things.
Yeah, we do. Douglas. Yeah.
And much like The Flash, if I turn my brain on, none of this show makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
I think there is one thing that everyone I've read writing about this and heard talking about this show, they're all agreed. One thing in this show has the most honest and real thing that's ever happened in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and that being that one dude who's always selling HD copies of the incident and rolling around with the camera waiting for
another incident. It's pretty good.
Yeah, that's
what would happen.
I did Captain America. I was kind of happy that Always, why do I think of his name instead of hers? That Rosaria Dawson got a bigger role in this one. Not necessarily because... And it's sad that she got the bigger role in the lesser show.
Right.
But she finally got a larger role because I've liked her for quite some time. She's pretty cool.
She's always been good. She just didn't get that one blockbuster thing that would bring her... Like, no one picks her first for any movies.
Mm-hmm.
Which is... Like, I'd have taken her over J-Lo.
Any day. Oh. Oh, boy.
Oh, but she was in...
I enjoy Made in Manhattan, though.
But she was in that great blockbuster Death Proof. I don't know what you're talking about. She was one of the ensemble.
Sorry?
Rosario Dawson was in Death Proof.
Sorry, yeah.
What did you think we were talking about? Death Cab for Cutie?
No one on earth would be thinking. No. You're literally the only person.
The other one,
Grindhouse?
Death Machine?
Grindhouse is the two death together, but the other Grindhouse movie, yes.
I'm just messing with
you. The Life and Death of Colonel Blimp.
Yep.
Yeah, that one.
Django Unchained. Show the white lady that got shot.
I never miss.
Towards the end. Douglas, you should watch 12 Years a Slave again. It's pretty good.
Can we add that to the party?
I love that movie.
Yeah.
No. I should honestly love that movie.
No.
It's really good.
Thumbs down.
We're a monster.
I think we're allowed Django. That's the only slavery-related movie we're going to be allowed to put on this list.
Related in quotations. Might as well be a comic book movie at this point. If we put it in Django, then we have to put in the other one. It's all the Western.
Which one?
Hateful Eight?
Of course, Hateful
Eight. That's already in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, it's already in there.
I would assume so.
Yeah. Okay. Right. I remember bringing up.
Is there anything else you guys want to talk about? No.
I want to talk about...
Are you watching Supergirl?
Yeah. There was actually something I wanted to talk about about that show, but in all of this backing and forthing, I've forgotten.
That's what we call it, huh?
He's Han Solo now.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Danny Glover is Han Solo.
I know, but he also didn't sing that song.
I know.
But I heard that song and then I thought of Magic Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was in Magic Mike 2. So that's what my brain...
Your brain is weird.
Oh my goodness.
I really like Magic Mike 2.
It's really good.
It is.
Better than it has any right to be.
Yeah.
Part of me wants a wedding just so that I can play that genuine song.
Oh, you know what it is? Thank you for talking about songs. Not necessarily genuine, though. I did like him back in the day.
You had to.
I've seen him live. I know, we have.
His greatest hits album. You don't realize how many of his songs you heard and loved.
I know, right?
Wait a second. I really did like
I think I owned a couple of these albums at some point.
Of the 16, I love 14 of these tracks. All right, Genuine, you did it.
Mm-hmm.
You did it. Son of a bitch.
Making right. a whole generation not know how to spell that word.
Fabulous did his bit as
well. Ludacris helped too.
Lucradis.
Right. Speaking of music.
Right. Speaking of
right. This television show, back to superpower bullet hole man.
Method Man.
Was very, it was very blatant about its soundtrack. There were key pieces of music, and
especially
I remember
the
I remember when I watched the first episode and it was Rafael Sadiq and I couldn't you saw him and I didn't recognize him at all.
Because why would
it's
you?
Been a long time. But then they said his name and I remember chuckling to myself and saying, I wonder how much Raphael Sadiq paid for that. Mm-hmm. You know, to have them, because he knows he's not a household name anymore. Mm-hmm.
I don't think any of the rest of them got their names said.
No, they did not.
You had to know who it was.
Yeah, exactly. Or find out.
Jesus.
Huh?
Seen Faith Hill.
I know Faith Hill. Oh my goodness. And Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings were there as well. But that I thought, I mean, clearly it felt to me to be, pandering isn't the best word, but
paying homage. But weren't the episode titles like tracks, like R&B? That's what I heard.
I can't remember. I didn't really pay attention.
Any of the episode titles. It's just a countdown to the next episode.
Exactly.
Starting, which Cody finally does.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
They got it done.
Okay.
Like, as it's ending, you just see it in the corner and you see the time on the circle. And
I wonder if I've got
the transition isn't the best, but unlike Netflix, there's no shenanigans when the episode starts up. There's no, like, sometimes there's the weird buffering thing that Netflix has.
Oh, yeah. Right? Well, I mean, that's the internet.
Yeah, but when you don't have internet,
it's great.
Like,
it's just always
perfect. It
looks
like XBMC is freaking out, and then the next episode starts, and like, this is, I don't know how you guys didn't do this.
Does XBMC somehow have the data to know when the episode really starts, or does it just start from the beginning of the thing?
It just starts from the beginning.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But yeah, I thought that was equal parts kind of cheesiness and sort of awesome and fun, because hey, I like music and I like finding out new things. Like, for instance,
people that enjoy that.
Yeah, that rapper guy that was singing Hail to the Chief. I thought that song was amazing. That song was awesome.
Yeah, it's a pretty good song.
I was a little upset that I searched for more of his songs and about 10 of them involve chiefs and either running from chiefs or walking to chiefs or just all chiefs. Right. And they're not that good. But some of them are okay. I wouldn't buy the album though, but that song was great. And that was kind of cool in a way. It's weird. I don't know
music
how to.
Music played a bigger role in this one. It was more explicit. And so it was fun. It was fun to listen to them soundtrack a TV show.
I know, right? But it was essentially them saying, you should like this key person, because there are a lot of other songs in the soundtrack that were prevalent and were either good or bad, mostly good. But it was essentially for each episode they said, here is this person, there is their face, turn on your phone and sound hound it. If you don't know who it is, you should listen to them.
You mean Google does it.
And I mean, the Netflix and Marvel are putting a lot of money behind the soundtrack, because they're going to get Mondo to release a special vinyl
thing.
That annoys me.
Boo.
That really annoys me.
What really annoys you?
Vinyl.
Well,
vinyl annoys you.
I don't care about vinyl.
Or Mondo annoys you.
Well, okay, hold on. Vinyl is fine.
No, it is not. Douglas, stop it.
What does annoy me is how crazy people get, and they're like, oh, look, this album is now on vinyl because vinyl is fuck vinyl, right? First of all,
that's literally what I just said, Doug.
Second of all,
no, you didn't. You said boo. You're all right. You were playing into this Halloween horseshit, which we don't appreciate.
But the second thing is that these television shows are getting soundtracks, which.
Mm-hmm. You have enough music to contend with. You don't have time.
Well, first of all, how is the soundtrack still a thing?
Because you put songs together.
Yes, but if it is...
on the odd occasion, some of them are exclusive to the
movie. I was about
to
say, if it is that, okay, this fella wrote this score, and it's all 100% the score, and you'll never see this on anything again. All right, fine. though it's not, that's not my thing,
you
and that's not my kind of music.
You
to
love
listen
the Kill
to.
Bill soundtrack,
but I love the songs. What were in Kill Bill? Mm-hmm. I will not own that that soundtrack. I own one soundtrack, mm-hmm. and it is the Silver Linings Playbook soundtrack, mm-hmm. and it is only because there is a song by Alt J, thank you, mm-hmm. that is unavailable anywhere else.
Okay,
so I got it for one song.
You could have just bought the song.
The Going the Distance soundtrack I like a lot.
I like that song by what? I can't remember the name.
Band of Skulls?
No. It's Long Skirt, Short Jacket. Or Long Jacket, Short Skirt. No, the other way around.
What is he talking about?
Boxer
Rebellion?
Their band name is...
It's weird that like there's some soundtracks that I know that I've owned at some point or another. So, like, I had a big musical purge years back.
Mm-hmm. And the soundtracks a lot of them got bit.
Mm-hmm. But weirdly enough, I've gotten to the point where music that I associate as it relates to like soundtracks, like I don't want to remove from watching the movie. I most of them, like, I will buy the music separate. But I don't begrudge people for soundtracks because it's no different than a mixtape. Right?
I mean, the mixtape and what I consider a mixtape, because I'm sure you're talking about like a Renaissance mixtape.
No, I'm talking about like I sat down and I did 10 tracks. I'm like, here is a mix. Have fun.
He still thinks it's the 90s.
Oh, okay.
We're ignoring
him. Oh, okay.
But Douglas, in principle, you're wrong.
No.
But I understand what you mean.
But I don't... No, I think soundtracks are
but
just...
But Douglas, you are the weird person...
What's the point
that
in them?
...that listens and, to so much music
but,
that you've heard most of this before.
But it's not even just that, right? If I hear a song that I really like in a movie... I'll make sure to find out who that is,
and, you're the only
and then buy
that
something
that
from
like,
them.
Normal
right?
people don't do that.
Who sits down during the credits to find out who sang the song?
Everybody has a phone now.
Yeah, but
which
no
is supposed
one
to be
that.
In your pocket while
no,
you're
in the credits is allowed. During Douglas, the credits is allowed.
Maybe that's not the song that's played during the credits.
Douglas, Spotify.
Well, then buy
even...
the movie, bring it home, and do it at home.
Spotify doesn't even do the thing that you want. Like, Spotify is like, oh,
well,
you like
first
that
of
movie?
All,
then
first
here's
of
a
all,
compilation of
hold
all the
on.
Music.
We're getting in a whole nother conversation because fuck Spotify.
All right, cool.
100%.
Yeah. Listen, buy all your music.
Yes.
Yes.
Own all your music.
Yes. We are not going to talk about streaming music.
I do not.
Douglas
I do not
is
condone
in the pocket of
streaming
big,
music.
Of big music.
Right? Music rentals are horseshit. Because I will never
MPAA.
Know. Wait, no. Am I an agent of the MPAA?
Yeah, you buy
what?
All your music. You're like the last person.
I buy most of my music digitally, right. though.
Doesn't matter. You're still buying it.
Because I want to own it.
No one buys
I
music.
Want to know that
guys,
tomorrow
guys,
I will
guys.
Have the music
we're,
that I have.
We're not going to debate
it's too late.
Music.
Right. Douglas, it's fine.
Sales.
Right?
But,
people
but
want
anyway,
soundtracks
my,
because they
my
want
thing
soundtracks.
Is that soundtracks are kind of weird and unnecessary
but
to start off with.
Vinyl?
But then now you've pushed into soundtracks of television shows. That's even more ridiculous.
But
why?
Like
why
wouldn't I buy a soundtrack of Tremé? Why, which is a lot of
which is all you want from that TV show,
right?
Okay,
just the music.
But is the music of Tremé available otherwise?
Probably not.
Well, then fine. I am okay with that because that is the only place you can get that thing. But if the soundtrack of your movie is like. A Bob Dylan song,
right, like
a Jay-Z song,
was
you know,
fine.
It's get those albums or get those songs. You can get them elsewhere.
I feel this is another one of those cute Douglas moments that I get to enjoy like three times a week where all he's really saying out loud is, I don't want it that way. How dare it be other than
right.
that way. Right? Because the truth of the matter is that, like, for the most part, I agree with you. For music you really love. So, like, for example, you're listening to the soundtrack of this show, and the Charles Bradley song comes up, or the Hail the Chief song comes up, and you have such a strong connection with that song that why don't you go and research and find out more about that person?
Okay.
However, right? What if you don't really have that strong connection to a specific song, but when it's all done and over, you say, you know what I really did like from that show? I liked most of the music that was in that show.
Well, you just made my argument for me. Because if you don't have a strong connection with any of the songs, don't fucking buy the songs. Simple.
But I like the Kill Bill soundtrack a lot.
Okay. So well, you can get all the songs.
It's all licensed songs. I never even once went, you know, I like this one song from this one guy. I should go find out what. No, I don't do it. I didn't do it then.
What?
I'd probably do it now because I'm weird now.
Listen, rabbit holes are the best things to go down. Yeah,
that was a mediocre movie. Rabbit Hole. John Cameron Mitchell. You forgotten about that movie where Miles Teller is a fat kid?
No, hold on. This look is the I'm confused because you don't like a John Cameron Mitchell movie that isn't Short Bus look. That's this look.
Okay, all right, cool. This is my attempt to end the podcast.
What are you doing this podcast?
Because I'm not having us argue Douglas's lame-ass horse shit of you need to do right. what I say so, because that's how music sucks. Is consumed.
I agree.
So I want, actually, I don't think vinyl sucks. Fuck I just think if you have decided that vinyl is the end-all, be-all of music and it's the only way, like, fuck that shit.
This is what I think. If I've decided that I'm not paying shipping and tax for a CD, there's no goddamn way I'm doing it for vinyl.
I know! Especially when vinyl is so fragile. Imagine it breaks on its way here.
We've bought a few.
Because you know it could.
We've brought a few in and they've survived.
No, I know, but also we've brought in a lot of CDs and most of the cases have survived. Some haven't. Right? I'm just... but yes, no, I had something I wanted to talk about this week, Andrew, and
we haven't done
that.
All right, let's...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought it was the music thing. Oh.
No, it's not. So what I wanted to talk about is...
Shit, Otodoki.
Is I hate soundtracks, and soundtracks need to die. No, yeah, I have nothing to say.
Kill me. Can't believe you did, sir.
And with that, guys, we're going to end the podcast here.
Like a mile out.
Thanks so much for listening, guys. This
Even
is the Unnamed Movie Podcast. Subscribe everywhere. Good night.
You saw me lean back as a new word.
Wait, hold on.